Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, 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 shalom. Yes, I. Good evening, my brothers and sisters. Erev Tov. Malkam Meshet here, here, here. The Monday podcast. The Rastafari podcast here on the second day of the Shavuot.
Andenya. Kasenyo iska arv baluta kenoch zawater yemi bal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta kristian. Gidda gdaochish lepazion in kwe etaget unacho. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta kristian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
Thanks and praise to the community. Isis, give thanks and praises.
Ula Fada, who art in Zion, Alue. Thine will be done on earth, all the ways be thine.
My days be longer, for the mouth of the wicked is down on me. They have got to do better, always and forever. Oh, mighty Father, hear my plea. Yes, the enemies are coming over the mountain. They all are trying to get to me. Well, they can be winners, they all have got to be losers. Let them all be ashamed and fall off their souls. Yes, oh, mighty Father, oh Lord above, guide me from a coast to coast. Father, yes, oh Lord above, take me from post to post.
Love, so soft in love, one.
holiday, warm by the sun. Velvet nights when we are one. Softly love so no one hears us but the skies. The vows of love we make will live until we die. My life is yours, and now because you came into my world with love, so softly love. But the sky, the vows of love we make will live until we die. My life is yours, and now because you came into my world with love, so stop the love. Came into my world with love, so stop the love.
Yes, the Godfather, Father God, here, here, here. Let's learn how to pray the Our Father prayer right here, here, here. Give thanks. Samuel Gebru going through the Gutters, the Amharic, and also in the English right here.
The Lord's Prayer in English, Gutters, and Amharic. After this manner, therefore pray ye. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. ግእዝ አቡነ ዘበሰማያት ይትቀደስ ስምከ ትምጻእ መንግሥትከ ወይኩን ፈቃድከ በከመ በሰማይ ከማሁ በምድር ሲሳየነ ዘለለ ዕለትነ ሀበነ ዮም ህድግ ለኒ አበሳነ ወጋገየነ ከመ ንሕነኒ ንህድግ ለዚ አበሰ ለነ እታእቢአነ እግዚኦ ውስተ መንሱት አላዕዲሃነነ ወባሌሃነ እምኩሉ እኩይ እስሚ ዚአከ ይእቲ መንግሥት ኃይል ወስብሃት ለዓለም ዓለም አሜን። አምሃሪክ አባታችን ሆይ በሰማይ የምትኖር ስም ይቀደስ፣ መንግሥትህ ትምጣ፣ ፈቃድህ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁም በምድር ትሆን። የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ዛሬ፣ በደላችንንም ይቅር በለን እኛም የበደሉ ይቅር እንደምንል። አቤቱ ወደ ፈተና አታግባን፣ ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተናትና ኃይልም ክብር መስጋና ለዘላለም አሜን።
አሜን አሜን። forgive as we forgive I and I, we forgive others. Perhaps we need to go into a build from the Afro-Shemitic language, from the pure language, from the Hebrew, the root language, foundational language of what forgive really is. But here, suffice to say, Lauren Hill, tell them and tell I and I.
Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Although them again we will never, never, never trust. Them don't know what them do. They go to die while I'm sticking like glue. Blinking green while they're plotting for you.
Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do.
May I tell you them one more?
Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do.
For real, them not a clue.
of others. Be careful of those who pretend to be brothers, and you never suppose it's those who are closest to you. To you. They say all the right things to gain their position. They use your kindness as their ammunition. Shoot you down in the name of ambition, they do.
I must decrease. If I treat you kindly, doesn't mean that I'm weak. You hear me speak and think I'm taking to the streets. I know enough cats that don't turn the other cheek, but I try to keep it civilized like Mandalik and other African gods. Observing stars with war scars. Get yours with capitalistic system. So many quarter got what you can't list them. How you gonna idolize the missing? Survivors to stay alive in the face of opposition. Even when they come in, gunning, I stay in position. I don't know the mission since conception. Less treated people from deception. If you're looking for the answers, then you gotta ask the questions. And when I let go, my voice echoes through the ghetto. Sick of men trying to pull strings like Geppetto. While black people always be the ones to settle. March through these streets like the weather.
Like Cain and Abel, Caesar and Brutus, Jesus and Judas.
Forgive. What does forgive really mean?
It just happens. Like things just go ahead. So like 24/7 you think about the girl and stuff like that. And then you like, and you just start wrong, you like, oh, she hates you. Like, you want to know what they think.
So what she feels, what she feels is important to you.
Right.
Huh? Yeah. Why?
Because I want to still love you, but you know. But I know she still like me because, you know, a little eye contact. Because I don't know her no more, but.
Oh, you talking about the mind. You still love her.
Extra right there. Lauren Hill will forgive them, Father. But what does forgive really mean? It's very interesting when we study. When we study the foundational language, Masoretawi, Kwankwa, Evraist, as Matthew says, the foundational language, Hebrew, and also in the pure language that he has, you know, for his people, for we his people, you know, Yeah, that's Zephaniah right there. I think it's 3 and 9. Zephaniah 3 and 9. But here for the Monday podcast. Give thanks, brothers and sisters, in the house. Yes, I, Rastafari, and also those in the overflow and the live stream. Right here for the Monday podcast. We have today's daily psalm. According to the royal order, we have Psalm 57. Psalm 57. Now, it's interesting. It's themed a miktam. Earlier in the season, we had Psalm 16. That's the first time this superscription occurs. And it's very interesting when we get into, well, what does that word miktam mean? So we have miktam here and a few of the psalms, the superscription, as we study to shew ourselves approved, right? And also recognize the, for lack of a better word, the esoteric or the metaphysical, right, the iritical, according to the spiritual mechanics and the application of the Psalms here in the Davidic worship, here according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews after the order of Melchizedek. I'm going to ride up also the evening psalm here for the second day of the seven, the second day of the Shavua here for the Monday. But first this, Kibum Fassim from Lauren Hill, forgive them, Father. Interesting, one of the elders said to I and I, brother, into pick sense out of nonsense. You know, the word forgive. It's interesting, the word yikrita, in Amharic from the kara, right? The kara means almost like to leave it behind. Some of y'all may have heard this in old Ethiopia and holy Ethiopia, not so much today's Ethiopia, but according to the tribe from that 3,000 plus years, Solomon the Queen of Sheba, you know, the only son, Menelik, that there was this way of one coming to their brother, for example, if I wrong my brother, I will put a stone on my shoulder. Yeah, can you imagine that? You know, you wrong your brother, or you wrong your sister, you put a stone on your shoulder. Right, and you go to your wrong brother or sister with that stone on your shoulder. Chan, you know, if the true faith of the King of Kings Christ is not in you, both in the eye and in your brother, what would happen? But anyway, what is often done, that's a symbolic, right? That's like a word pick, a living word pick, right, of contrition, right? Because one can take that stone and, you know, in the scripture, that's one of the four Hebrew means of execution. You know, there's four means of execution. There is stoning, there's strangulation, there is burning, right? That's to death, you know, four types of execution, stoning, right? Strangulation, there is burning, and there's beheading. So they would take the stone and go to the one who they had wronged. And the forgiveness response, the yikrita, from the kere, right? The kere, like to leave it behind. It has a sense of to remain or to leave it behind. The wrong party would take the stone, right, off of the brother's or the sister's, but say the brother's shoulder. The brother would take it off the brother's shoulder and put it down on the ground, and they would sit and, you know, reason and maybe go to the meso, you know, that kind of a wicker type of table, the meso, have some injera, have some food and, you know, sup and make bygones, like leave it behind. We'll leave it behind as it was. Kere, yikrita. That's what's bringing it out, you know, from that pure language and royal Amharic right there. So from Lauren Hill, forgive them, Father. Forgive them, I be. My Father, forgive them. Here to the cat, Super Cat. Supercat, love this tune right here. He goes into one of the psalms. You know which psalm he goes into? Well, hear this. This one is called Forgive Me, Jah. Rastafari.
Jah. Blame my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckle and stand up for my health and draw thoughts. So the spirit stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. I'm a seller.
Amen.
The Lord of my light, let me tell you on my salvation. When you hear me, I'm say, who shall I fear? Not even Eden, them in the Babylon. When you hear that, me say, me look and tell them we no fear, oh be a man. Because the world of them look and man. Me not go mix up with sun. Me say me living on the belly of the beast of Babylon. Me have to trot like a lion. Me a go take the long road up the river Jordan. Me have to reach Mount Zion. And me say in my father's house there are many mansions. If only I have got the covenant. You tell him, you tell him. I miss the time, I beg you forgive me. Master God, me, I beg you forgive me. Cause if a sin is against you only, me a fit if I want me adversary. Only if a time, I beg you forgive me. Master God, me, I beg you forgive me. Cause if a sin is against you only, me a fit if I want me adversary. Forgive me, Jenna. Cause if a sin is against you only, only if a time, I say, man to man is living unjustly. Some man we can't trust nobody. And if we got trouble, trouble, trouble come, trouble we. Me never found a me enemy. I know the wicked them a perplex with tranquility. But that's a simple atrocity. Cause I always been living in adversity. But it still don't go break me. Let him without sin come find me guilty. So I'm me judge and me jury. And some a call me bad and some a say me crazy. But them accusing me wrongly. And me say heavenly father the almighty. And he my guide and protect me. I'ma tell him, I'ma tell him. I miss a jammy, I beg you forgive me. Master God, me, I beg you forgive me. Cause if a sin is against you only, me a fit if I want me adversary. I miss a jammy, I beg you forgive me. Master God, me, I beg you forgive me. Cause if a sin is against you only, me a fit if I want me adversary. Yes, sir, Jaja. Are you alone? I'm a guide and say. Only hear me, how with that rod and that stuff, Jaja comfort me. And I will never leave you lonely. I'm a stand up again, this world is impossible to see. Him and the key to eternity. And him with him from Thailand and him be one fancy. Him and the highest supremacy. The judge of birth, miracle and create history. Me know me read it in the prophecy. Then send him walk with the cross down to Calvary. A sacrifice to forgive away. Say one love, one God, and miss one destiny. That's all the truth for the prophecy. I'ma tell him, I'ma tell him. I'm a sinner, me, I beg you forgive me. Master God, me, I beg you forgive me. Cause if a sin is against you only, me a fit if I want me adversary. I'm a sinner, me, I beg you forgive me. Master God, me, I beg you forgive me. Cause if a sin is against you only, me a fit if I want me adversary. I'm a sinner, me, I beg you forgive me. Master God, me, I beg you forgive me. Cause if a sin is against you only, me a fit if I want me adversary. I'm a sinner, me, I beg you forgive me. Master God, me, I beg you forgive me. Cause if a sin is against you only, me a fit if I want me adversary. Lay my cause so loud with death that strive with me and fight against it and fight against me. Take hold of that shield and bow and stand up for man to show those souls that fear stand against them that persecute me. Yes, my man's soul, I am the salvation. The lion, every hour and day I will always say. You got to hear when this is our last thing. And it's a sound that come down will lead away.
Amen.
Yes, 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 the cat, super cat right there. He opens up with Psalm 35:35-2. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Question, what is a shield? Is a shield a type of buckler? What is a buckler? We were just going through that a couple of days ago, you know, that meditation on what's a shield and buckler. But it's Psalm 35, that super cat begins off that tune right there. Then he delves into the tune, David's repentance song. In Psalm, what is it, 51, Psalm 51 right there. But he begins off with Psalm 35, a psalm of David, of well-beloved. Plead my cause, O Jah, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against I. Take hold of shield and buckler. Stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say to my soul, I am thy salvation. I am thy Yeshua. Hear, hear, hear. Going to write up the Lord's Prayer again, but this time with Isaac Haile Selassie. Isaac Haile Selassie. Labata Chinhoy Chan. And this word here from the Kedase, from the Liturgy of His Majesty, before saying the Lord's Prayer.
Yibel kulomu abune zebe samayat. Hulum yibelu besamayat emetunor rabatachin hoy. All shall say the Lord's Prayer.
Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of all trespasses, that we'll forgive all those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Sila. Excellent is thy name, O Jah, in all the earth.
And hear our mother's prayer. Our Lady, our mother's prayer right here.
Abanachi boy, Basamayi Mitanor, Simhi Kadas, Mangis Tatamta, Fakadi Basamayi Ndohonich, Ndiyumba Midirtuhun, Yelet Njerachin Salazari, Badalachin Nikarvelan, Nyame Badalun Hulu Karandamanil, Wadafatanama Tagvan, Kakufu Hulu Adinanji, Mangis Tiantanatana, Hai, Kiv, Misgana, Lazal Alamu, Amin. Maybe Timariam Hoy, Bamelak Book of Discovery Salam Tasalam Nishalo, Bahasavish Dingle Nish, Vasigashim Dingle Nish, Yashan Nafik Zabir Nat Hoy, Lanchi Salam Taikabal, Kasito Chihulu Talita Shanket of Arakshnish, Yem Hassanish and Fregit Hajus Tosit of Arakano, Agaita Melash Hoy, Desivalish. እግዚአብሔር ካንቺ ጋር ነውና ከተወደደው ልጅሽ ከጌታችን ከመድኃኒታችን ከኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ዘንድ ይቅርታ ለምኝልን ኃጢአታችንን ያስተሰርይልን ዘንድ ለዘላለሙ አሜን። እግዚኦ ማርና ክርስቶስ በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ በስመ አብ ወል ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ አሃዱ አምላክ አሜን።
Christos. Exil. Exil, O Lord. Exil. Maharne. Maharne. Have mercy on me. On I and I. Maharne. Christos, have mercy on I and I, O Christ. And brothers and sisters, I said our mother prayer, actually first the Our Father prayer, and then right after that, Isaac HaVasalah say on the Batachin Hoy chanting our mother prayer, our lady prayer. Right here, Rastafari mother and the lady prayer right here.
Imma bete Maryam Hoy. Be melaku be kedusa gabur el salamta salam el shalo be asabish dinglnesh be sgashim dinglnesh yashnafi egziavihir natoi lanch salamta yigabal kasetoch hulu teleitesh anchi yetabarkish neshna Ye machitz enishim frey yetabarreke nau. Segan yetemalash hoy desibalish. Egziavi her kanch gar nuina. Katewedado ligish. Kagetachin. Ka Jesus Christos zen. Yikertan leminilin. Chat yatachnin. Yas teserlin. Zen. Amen. O I Lady Maryam, by the greeting of the angel, the Isla Gabriel, salutations of peace, salamta, salam, salamta, shalom, I say to thee, in your mind you are virgin, and in your flesh, your body, you are virgin. O Mother of God, the Victor, the Victorious Power, to you be salutation of peace, salamta, salam, shalom, is due. From amongst all women, the I are more distinguished, the I are separate from them. For you are blessed, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. O you full of grace, may joy, happiness be to you. For the Lord Yahweh Egziaber is with you. Beseech, plead, beg on our I and I behalf. For I and I pardon, for I and I atonement and forgiveness with your beloved child, our Lord, Jesus Christos, so that our sin nature may be forgiven. Amen.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
And here, bringing us to the evening psalm appointed for the second day that we know in the Gregorian as Monday. Western Gentile, they call it Monday, the second day of the Shavuot, second day of the seven. Here we have Psalm 48. Going to ride up with it, first the English, and then we get to hear the Royal Amharic on the Sir Coxon rhythm, the Bower rhythm. But here, just the acapella right here. Psalm 48, evening psalm appointed for the second day called Monday.
Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, 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 forever, guide,
forever, guide, forever, guide. Yes, yes, yes. Psalm 48. And it's interesting, just we'd like to zoom in on this, like verse 3. Where it says that Elohim, the power, Xiav, the sustainer, is known in her. And Zion, Zion is she, is her. So seeing that braiding of the divine double helix, you know, he, our father, and the feminine aspect right there, how it's blended, right, very well. Often it's overlooked in Western Gentile, calcified pineal gland Christianity. Like it says, walk about Zion, walk about Zion, go round about her, right? Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, make Mount Zion, Zion, make she rejoice, make the daughters of Yehuda, of Judah, of praise, of Isis, make the daughters of Isis of praise be glad because of thy, the eye, speaking to he who be he male, because of the eye judgments. It's interesting, you know, when we compare it, you know, compare it even with the reading and the chanting of the Our Father prayer and Our Lady prayer and what Robeinu Yeshua, Getachin Jesus Christos, Jesus Christ says, he says, concerning wisdom, he says, wisdom is justified by all of her children. Hear the Royal Amharic, to hear this on the Royal Amharic, hear the Bower Dove, Sir Coxon right here, native speaker from the Haile Selassie Bible, Abraham Chebuda.
Rastafari, Africa is a must. So no matter first now, cause you have to jump on this your bus. Zion born, right?
Right.
Do it.
Mazmur Arbasabat Bekenev Arbasin. Bahulatenya Sambat Yakorel Jochim Sidana Mazmur. እግዚአብሔር ትልቅ ነው በአምላካችን ከተማ በተቀደሰው ተራራ ምስጋናው ብዙ ነው በሰሜን ወገን በመልካም ስፍራ የቆመ የምድር ሁሉ ደስታ የጽዮን ተራራ ነው እርሱም የትልቁ ንጉሥ ከተማ ነው እግዚአብሔር በአዳራሾቿ መጠጊያ ሆኖ ይታወቃል እነሆ ነገሥታት ተከማችተው በአንድነት መጥተዋል እነርሱ ሳይተው ተደነቁ ደነገጡ ታወቁ መንቀጥቀጥ እንደ ወላድ ምጥ በዚያ ያዛቸው በኃይለኛ ነፋስ የተርሴስን መርከቦች ተሰብራለ እንደ ሰማን እንዲሁ አየ በሰራዊት ጌታ ከተማ በአምላካችን ከተማ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያጠናታል አምላክ ሆይ በአሕዛብ መካከል ምሕረትህን ተቀበል አምላክ ሆይ እንደ ስምህ እንዲሁም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ምስጋናህ ነው ቀኝህ ጽድቅን የተሞላች ናት አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ የጽዮን ተራራ ደስ ይበለው የአይሁድም ሴት ልጆች ሐሴት ያድርጉ ጽዮንን ክበቧት በዙሪያዋም ተመላለሱ ግንቦቿንም ቁጠሩ በብርታቷ ልባችሁን አኑሩ አዳራሿን አስቡ ለሚመጣው ትውልድ ትነግሩ ዘንድ ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይህ አምላካችን ነው እርሱም ለዘላለም ይመራናል
Psalm 48
Mizmor Menhet Shir Mizmor Livne Korah
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her, tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever. Guide, forever.
I guide forever, forever. KJV has till death, but strike that right there. That's not in the Hebrew, and that's not in the Royal Amharic. Mistranslation caused them to misread, you know, the Hebrew, but the Hebrew basically be a witness. You be I and I guide forever. You know, the last enemy, right, to be destroyed, to be conquered, overcome is death. Yes, I. Rastafari. Here, here, here. Just as a compliment here before we move on there. Here, here, here. We have Desiree. Desiree with Zion here for this podcast and for the second day of the Shavuah.
Zion, 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 Zion. reunion. Zion in a vision. Yah was there amidst everyone. Stretching forth his right hand. Oh, it's like a family reunion. Everything seems so real. The warmth of Jah I could feel. His love filled me up. Oh Lord, I didn't want to wake up. I saw Zion in a vision. Yah was there amidst everyone. Stretching forth his right hand. Oh, it's like a family reunion. I saw Zion in a vision. Giving praises to the Almighty One. All I could see was happiness, surrounded by righteousness. Zion in a vision. I mean it. Zion in a vision. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw Zion in a vision. I was there amidst everyone. Stretching forth his right hand.
Yes, 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 yes. Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim. Connected here, here, here with the Zion theme. The Zion theme, Chabarim, the Zion theme of Psalm 48 for the second day of the Shavuah, second day of the strong, right here, here, here. Also, we had Desiree with Zion. And here we have Song of Solomon. Here we have a 311, a 311, right? A 311. Go forth, O ye. Oh, y'all, daughters of Zion, and behold, King Solomon with the crown wherewith his mother crowned him in the day of his espousals and in the day of the gladness of his heart. Yes, I heart to come.
Solomon أرسو بفيت
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
So here, 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 segueing right here to today's daily psalm, right here, 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 just that connection of the daughters of Zion, King Solomon, his mother, Zion, Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, the mother. Yes, I.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
So here, here, here. First ear, first here. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 58.
Mizmor nun Zion, lam natzeh al tashchet le David michtam, bevorcho mipenei Shaul.
Psalm 57. Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me. Be merciful unto me. Be merciful unto me. Be merciful unto me. Be merciful unto me.
Honneni Elohim, honneni, 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 honneni.
For my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpast. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me, into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. Selah. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up, my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth,
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 above all the earth.
Yeah, here today's daily psalm, Psalm 57. And even the opening of the psalm right here, it doves right here with this fifth sabbatical study. Here we're in the Chaye Sara. What is the Chaye Sara? It's the life of the matriarch, the life of the mother, life of Sarah. And how this right here also it doves with what Garmawi Nagusa Nagas, what His Imperial Majesty had said upon the passing of Itege Menin. And also what he said concerning Menin, Itege Menin, being as Sarah. So here we have this fifth, right? This fifth, pleading the fifth. We have the fifth Torah portion, reading and feeding, and in hearing Psalm, today's daily Psalm, hearing Psalm 57, it reminds I and I of no doubt a prayer, at least the spirit of the prayer of Abraham, the prayer of Abraham, and even the situation he was in among, you know, sort of strangers, you know, in a land. Right, that he was given, but among these other peoples in the land. So here we pick up with Genesis chapter 23, and this Torah reading and feeding is named after a woman, is named after the matriarch, is named after Sarah. So here we have the death and the burial of Sarah, death and the burial of Sarah, and it reads, Chaye Sarah, and Sarah was 127 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah. Now, we've noted this before, but just to note it again here for the Talmudim, for the disciples, Dekam is Amorit. It's interesting that even though this begins off and this Torah portion has the passing of the matriarch, right, the first, we could say, of the true Hebrew, the true blue, the true Hebrew matriarchs right here. It focuses on not the death. It doesn't read the death of Sarah. Rather, the life, the liberty, the life of Sarah. So here on the passing of Itege Menin, we want to share, like to share some of the words of His Majesty. This was dated February 15th, 1962. So here for this fifth Rastafari sabbatical study, here for this Shabbat Strong, both linking the standing word, right, the logos, as it were, right, with the Rhema word, the right now application. Here, the passing of Itege Menin. Garmawi Nagusa Nagas, Garmawi Haile Selassie's Imperial Majesty, the first power of the Trinity, says, we are pleased with the speech our Prime Minister delivered yesterday on behalf of our ministers and our people concerning the demise of Her Imperial Majesty, Itege Menin, in which she adequately described her kindness and virtues. All of you knew her well, but she was more intimately known to me, known to I. She was devoutly religious or religious and did not lose her faith, even in the time of hardship. During the memorable days of our companionship, we never had differences that needed the intervention of others. As Sarah was to Abraham, so was she obedient to me. Our wishes were mutual until we were separated by the Almighty. Her assistance for the good of the young, the old, and the needy requires no testimony, for they are greater than thoughts and words. We have been extremely pleased to live long enough in the perfect union that enabled us to see our offspring, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren. We are thankful to the Almighty, El Shaddai, to the Almighty I, for having vouchsafed for us that long and uninterrupted union, which is not very common in the world today. There could be no more profound prayer for me to utter. In spite of our utmost efforts to save her life in her time of illness, she was overtaken by the fate of Adam and passed away. We cannot fly in the face of the Almighty, in the Hebrew, El Shaddai. Let me just note right here, all right? Because some might get an interpretation of this, you know, when we say His Majesty, who He be, I and I, Father, Abba, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, and when His Majesty is the Almighty. From the true Hebrew perspective, the El Shaddai is the Bain Elohim Hayim, is the son of the living power, the son of the living God, is the pre-incarnate Ha'adon Yeshua, according to the Hebrew Trinity in the Hebrew Bible. So it's interesting right here, the divine name or attribute that Germawi Haile Selassie calls upon. You can say God. In the sense, he refers, when he speaks of the divinity and speaking to the divinity, he's speaking to the person of the Son. And it's interesting what Yeshua HaMoshiach is said to say in Revelation, as he had overcome and is seated on the throne with the Father, seated on the throne of the Father, because we know that after the ascension, which was after the resurrection, after the ascension into Shemayim, according to the testimony of the first martyr of the Nazarenes, Edus Estefanos, Saint Stephen, he beheld Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christos, sitting at the right hand of the Father, waiting, right, for the times of restoration, waiting for the time. And we see this and cite this as a time when the Father, right, would come forward to fulfill His will, as the Son spoke of in John's Gospel. In John's Gospel, the high priestly prayer, when he says, you know, our ones will see Him but not see Him. And then he speaks about the Father, the Father, the Father. So the Son testifies of the Father, and the Father testifies of the Son. Therefore, Germawi Negus Neges, the Pro-Majesty, Germawi Haile Selassie says, we cannot fly in the face of El Shaddai, of the Almighty, nor can we afford to be idle. Now that the time of mourning has come to an end, the public and our officials must attend to their duties, as idleness is injurious to the welfare, the shalom, the salam, the good, the dechinnet, the denanes of the country. As from Monday, everyone should return to his work. A large number of people have come from the provinces to take part in our mourning, since we do not wish them to continue, because this will disrupt normal life, normal liberty. It would be better for them to send two or three representatives with letters. We are deeply touched by the expressions of grief, both on the part of our people and the foreign communities. This is not the first time that our people have joined us in our mourning. When our beloved son, Prince Makonnen, passed away, they expressed their grief in no less measure than we, ourselves, I and I selves. They have even contributed of their own free will to erect a monument in his honor. We pray, Hulun Chai Amlak El Shaddai, the Almighty I, shall recompense you for your deeds. When Itege was sick, the general public, following the events through the radio, shared our anxiety. To the doctors and her personal attendants, we owe a debt for their untiring assistance. May these tears we shed be acceptable by God, by Exavier, as price for peace, for salam, for shalom in Ethiopia and in the world. Dated February 15th, 1962. And we share this right here, especially with this fifth sabbatical study, this Torah reading and feeding. Chaye Sara, and let us consider what Gurmawi Negusinagas, what John Hoy has said. As Sarah was to Abraham, so was she obedient to me. So the connection of Sarah to Itege Menon, and therefore, consequently, vis-a-vis, Kedemawi Halasalasi to Abraham. This is quite significant, since his majesty says, for my part, I glory in the Bible. So here, picking up with this fifth sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong right here, we have Chaye Sarah, picking up with Genesis, Bereshith, Genesis, Orit Zefitret, Genesis chapter 23, and the first Aliyah, the first reading up offering right here, the death and burial of Sarah. And Sarah, and Sarah was 107 and 20 years old. These, the years of the Chaye Sarah, of the life, the liberty of Sarah. And Sarah died in Kiryat Arba, the same as Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her again, to the words of Kedemawi Halasalase, the passing of Empress Menen. About two or three times he speaks about our mourning, and then he seals up with speaking of our tears. So we have Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. And let's note this here too, because this also reflects the teaching of his majesty found in the autobiography in Hiwateena, Ethiopia, Erimja, in the book that is known as My Life and Ethiopia's Progress. Hiwateena, Ethiopia, Erimja. That he counsels the clergy and the bishops of the Church of Philadelphia, the Church of Brotherly Love, the Church of He Who Have the Key of Great King David. He counsels them to counsel and to teach the people not to overly mourn. As Torah teaches us, there's a time and a season for everything, not to overly mourn. And that is the emphasis that His Majesty has in this word sound on the passing of Itege Menon. Verse 3, chapter 23, Genesis 23, verse 3, and Abraham stood up from before his dead and spake to the sons of Heth, saying, I am a stranger and a sojourner with you. Give me a possession of a burying place with you, that I may bury my dead out of my sight. And the children of Heth answered Abraham, saying to him, Hear us, Adoni, hear us, my Lord. Thou that I art a mighty prince among us, among I and I. In the choice of our sepulchres, bury thy dead. None of I and I shall withhold from thee, I, his sepulchre. but that thou mayest bury thy dead. And verse 7, and Abraham stood up and bowed himself to the people of the land, even to the B'nai Het, even to the sons of Heth. And he communed with them, saying, if it be your mind that I should bury my dead out of my sight, hear me and entreat for me to Ephron, the son of Zohar, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah that he hath, that is in the end of his field, for as much money as it is worth, he shall give it me for a possession of a burying place among you. And Ephron dwelt among the B'nai Het, the children of Heth, and Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham in the audience of the B'nai Het of the sons of Heth, even of all that went in at the gate of his city, saying, nay, nah, Adonai, nah, my Lord, hear me. The field give I thee, and the cave that is therein, I give it thee, the eye, in the presence, in the face of the sons of my people, give I it thee, give I it to the eye. Bury thy dead. And Abraham bowed down himself before the people of the land, and he spake to Ephron in the audience of the people of the land, saying, but if thou will give it, I pray the eye, hear me, I will give thee money for the field. Take it of me, and I will bury my dead there. And Ephron answered Abraham, saying to him, Adonai Gittai, my Lord, hearken to me, hearken to I. The land is worth 400 shekelim, bur, 400 shekels, pieces of silver, 400 shekels, shekelim of silver. What is that betwixt me and thee? What is that betwixt I and the I and I? Bury therefore thy dead. Verse 16, and Abraham hearkened to Ephron, and Abraham weighed to Ephron the silver that he had named in the audience of the B'nai Het, the sons of Heth, 400 shekalim, shekels of silver, of bur, current money with the merchant. Now, here, this is where the first aliyah, the first up offering, the first reading that usually we would read or study on the first day of the Shavua, namely what is called Sunday or the Ehud, right? And just to the end of the chapter right here, the next four verses, just to complete chapter 23, verse 17. Another key before we move to the second, the Sheni Aliyah, which is appointed even for the study on the second day of the Shavua, this day here, right, which is Monday, Yom HaSheni, right, or the Senyo. In them heart, we say Senyo, right, Sene, Senyo. And in Hebrew, we say Sheni. You can see or hear, hopefully, the common roots. The names that are here, we need to study metaphysically, metaphysically. For example, Sarah. Remember, she had a name change as Abraham had a name change. What is the Hebrew metaphysical meaning, the esoteric meaning, so to speak, of Sarah, of the name Sarah? What about the place called Kiryat Arba, Kiryat or Kiryat Arba? What about Hebron? What does Hebron mean? Do you know the meaning of Canaan? How about the meaning of the name Abraham? Het or Heth, who is Heth? There are some key names here. There's also Ephron, who is the son of Zohar. Now, Judaically, there's a particular book right, that's known as the Zohar. The Zohar. What does Zohar mean? How about the name of the cave? The cave is called Machpelah. What about Machpelah? And we're focusing just here on some of the key words, the key names that we have here, because that will help one to grow in grace and the knowledge of Getachin Jesus Christos, Lionai, Master and Medicine, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings Christ. Just a kind of a point of order right there in Lionai Studies, because as we did previously with the previous Torah reading and feeding, where we spoke about Beersheba, Beersheba, right? We can see both in the translation certain key words that connect with certain place name or people name, and then it helps us to see the higher and the inner meaning, right? The next level of meaning, right? As we grow in grace and the knowledge of the King of Kings Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. But here, to complete the chapter, verse 17 to verse 20, and the field of Ephron that was in Machpelah, which was before Mamre, the field and the cave that was therein, and all the trees that were in the field, that were in all the borders round about, were made sure. Always faithful, always made sure. Verse 18, to Abraham for a possession in the presence of the children, the sons of Het, before all that went in at the gate of his city. And after this, Abraham buried Sarah, his wife, Ishto, Esheto, Oseto, his Oset, his Eshet, his wife, in the cave of the field of Machpelah, before Mamre, the same is Hebron in the land of Canaan, and the field and the cave that is therein were made sure to Abraham for a possession of a burying place by the sons of Het. So here, the first Aliyah, the first reading, pointed for the first day of the seventh, for reading and study, you know. That day would be Sunday, and then part of the second reading from verse 17, it goes on to the next chapter to verse 9. And we'll pick up some more on that right there. Going to ride up on today's daily psalm as well. Let's just share this. Let's share this right here. Yes, I, Rastafari. And also touch on the metaphysics of the key names. Would like to begin off with Sarah, right? Well, actually Sarai, right? The name before the name change. So here, let's share this right here. A little intro right here.
Chapter 23. Chapter 23. Sarah was 107 and 20 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah. chapter 23. And Sarah was 107 and 20 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah, 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 of the life of Sarah. And Sarah died in Kirjath Arba, the same as Hebron in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. And Abraham stood up from before his dead and spake unto the sons of Heth, saying, I am a stranger and a sojourner with you. Give me a possession of a burying place with you, that I may bury my dead out of my sight. And the children of Heth answered Abraham, saying unto him, Hear us, my lord. Thou art a mighty prince among us. In the choice of our sepulchres bury thy dead. None of us shall withhold from thee his sepulchre, but that thou mayest bury thy dead. And Abraham stood up and bowed himself to the people of the land, even to the children of Heth. And he communed with them, saying, If it be your mind that I should bury my dead out of my sight, hear me, and entreat for me to Ephron the son of Zohar, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he hath, which is in the end of his field. For as much money as it is worth, he shall give it me for a possession of a burying place amongst you. And Ephron dwelt among the children of Heth. And Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham in the audience of the children of Heth, even of all that went in at the gate of his city, saying, Nay, my lord, hear me. The field give I thee, and the cave that is therein I give it thee. In the presence of the sons of my people give I it thee. Bury thy dead. And Abraham bowed down himself before the people of the land. And he spake unto Ephron in the audience of the people of the land, saying, But if thou wilt give it, I pray thee hear me. I will give thee money for the field. Take it of me, and I will bury my dead there. And Ephron answered Abraham, saying unto him, My lord, hearken unto me. The land is worth 400 shekels of silver. What is that betwixt me and thee? Bury therefore thy dead. And Abraham hearkened unto Ephron, and Abraham weighed to Ephron the silver, which he had named in the audience of the sons of Heth, 400 shekels of silver, current money with the merchant, 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 money with the merchant. The merchant, the merchant, the merchant, the merchant, the merchant, the merchant, the merchant.
So even right here, what do we learn? What do we learn? One basic lesson we learn right here, in the most difficult time of the patriarch, Father Abraham's life and liberty, passing of his beloved wife, he still took care of business, something that I and I earthly, maybe it's a Gullah Geechee thing, I don't know. You know, but, you know, take care of business first, right, and weep later. You know, take care of business first and mourn later or weep later. But he took care of business, and this is what really resonates with the testimony of Gurdamawi Ngusi Nagesa of John Hoy of Gurdamawi Haile Selassie of Aba Tachin, concerning the passing of Imabe Tachin, of I and I, mother of Itege Menin. So here I'd like to zoom in, since the theme of this fifth sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong is Chaye, Chai in Hebrew is life, Chaye. Chaye is an interesting construction there, because it can have almost like a plural sense, like the lives, the liberty, like when we say chayim, lachayim, lachayim. Chayim often translates life, but it's in the plural sense of liberty, almost demonstrating that even in one life, there's many lives. The chaye Sarah. But recall, if you will, that before Sarah was named Sarah with the hay at the end of the name. So here is also a little build on the Hebrew. Before she was named or renamed, as Abraham was also renamed, right? What was said? What was said? And where was that? Where did that occur? Well, we have Genesis chapter 17. Now, here's also what's very interesting. In Genesis chapter 17, we have the revelation of Ha'el, the power, the true God of Elohim, as El Shaddai, as El, which is a contraction in the Hebrew from Ayelet. We have Ayelet in the Amharic, which is a secondary way of saying Hayele. Hayele. Hayele means to be powerful, to prevail over. So we have two forms. It's almost as when some of I and I brothers, especially I'm going to note this from the Benjamites or the Yadman, Jaman, when they may have a name. Like, for example, if somebody's name is Alfred, like my grandfather named Alfred, right? Like King Alfred. Like Alfred, they might say the name as Halfred, Halfred with a H, right? Or somebody's name is Harold, right? And like you have a cousin named Harold, they might say his name as Arrow. So we have, when we study the Ethiopic, we can get to the root of even preserved root meanings of certain archaic Hebrew expressions. So we have Ayele, right? Ayel as in El, right? Which means to power over power, to prevail over. So here we have in chapter 17, the revelation of Ha'ilahim, of the power, the Hebrew Trinity, the true Trinity, HaShilush HaKadosh, as El Shaddai. And as we study the Hebrew Trinity, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, as you study Kiddush Selassie in the Hebrew scriptures, we find that El Shaddai refers to the person of the Son, right? The panai of the Son, the face, the aspect, the interface of he who be who he be in his sonship, in the sonship. So El Shaddai in the scripture refers to the pre-incarnate Yeshua. And we'll go into more of a build there and prove it according to the Hebrew scripture. We can prove this in the Hebrew scripture. This is why we know the Israelite of Ethiopia testimony and the true church and the professing Ethiopian Tewahedo church testimony, right, seeing that they were Judaic, Hebraic, right, before receiving the testimony of Moshiach Yeshua is right and accurate. So the revelation of God as El Shaddai, as the Almighty God, as is translated, the Almighty, or the Almighty really is El and Shaddai. What is Shaddai? Shaddai is very, very interesting because Shad in Hebrew is breast. Shad is breast, right? And many places it's used of a woman's breast, right? The breasted one. So Shaddai is like the breasted one. Reminds me, you can apply it to a woman, but it also can apply it to the male. Remember, it says Elohim said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and male and female. The double helix, the divine double helix. So in the sense of applying to that feminine aspect, the breasted one or breasts, like nurturing. What do breasts do? Nurture and feed, the nurturing one. Also, we have it in the sense of a man, like a man's chest, breasts are strong, like your lung half a strong, strong, right? Strong to smoke, to bun sentimania, right? But El Shaddai or Elohim as Shaddai, Elohim as Shaddai, why is El the Almighty as Shaddai, the breasted one? Because he, even he who be who he be, is the nourisher, as a mother nourishes her child, also the strength giver. And so in a secondary sense, the satisfier, he who be who he be, who he be, who Yahweh be, he be the one who pours himself into believing lives and believing liberties. In the same way as a fretful, unsatisfied babe, right, is not only strengthened and nourished from the mother's breast, but also is quieted, is rested, is satisfied. So El Shaddai is the name of Ha'ilahim, of Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, the Hebrew Trinity, who sets him forth as the strength giver and the satisfier of his people. So it is on every account to be regretted, and here we're sharing some of the notes from the Scofield Study Bible, which is right and accurate, especially when we compare with the actual Hebrew scriptures, they write, it is on every account to be regretted that Shaddai was translated as Almighty. Why? Well, the primary name is El, El or Elohim, Hayel or Hayelahim, the power. Sufficiently signifies almightiness, as we have Hayla, the power of, right, the power of the Trinity, the power. So El is the Almighty, is the power, the strong one, right, and the strong ones. And yes, Elohim is a plural sense. It can also apply to those who are no gods or to the counterfeit trinities or other people's god constructs for their gods. Same word. The difference is, for we Hebrews, whenever we express his verb, his action, almost always we express it in the male singular, right? In the male singular. So he is the powers, thus the almighties, right, as one. All sufficient. Rather, a more better translation of El Shaddai from the Hebrew would be all sufficient, all sufficing. El, almighty, all Shaddai, breasted, satisfying, sufficing, sufficient, would have been far better, right, expression, and to express the Hebrew meaning and the characteristic use as we have of the name in Scripture. So when we look at the name in Scripture in the context we find in the Hebrew Scripture and get a good HD, a Hebrew definition and a higher definition of it, we can see that, and I testified to that. Hopefully we can show and share that. So Almighty God, El Shaddai, not only enriches, but El Shaddai makes fruitful. This is nowhere better illustrated than in the first occurrence. What's the first occurrence of the name El Shaddai? We have it in chapter 17, verses 1 to 8. To a man, speaking of Abram, whose name is to be changed here to Abraham. It's interesting because we look at the change of the names, Abram to Abraham and Sarai, with an I at the end to Sarah. What we see is that from the tetragrammaton, the name, the Hashem, the Yahweh, YHWH, it is almost as if the Almighty took the hey, which symbolizes breath, hey, and he put it into Abram to create the name and cause the name to be Abraham. And he took the other hey, two heys, and name Yahweh, Yahweh, and the other hey, and put it in the name of Sarai, but took out the yod. Now, the yod is interesting because the yod, which is the yod, the yod, the y, is found in both the name of the father, right, or the name of the father, Yahweh, and also the son, Yeshua. Now, this is important when we look at what's the difference between Sarai and Sarah, just to make that connection right there. So, to illustrate this fruitfulness to a man 99 years of age, according to Hebrew chapter 11, verse 12, it describes Abraham in a kind of Osirian sense, right? As good as dead. A 99-year-old man as good as dead, right? He says to him, I am El Shaddai, the I all-sufficient supply. I will multiply thee I exceedingly. To the same purport is the use of the name, furthermore, as we go forward in Genesis chapter 28, verses 3 and 4. Just one more point on the El Shaddai. As we say, the El Shaddai brings out the second attribute of the Holy Trinity, and that's the Son. We'll prove to you that the Son, Yeshua, the pre-incarnate Yeshua, is the El Shaddai. In fact, he reveals this to Moshe in the burning bush. He says that he was known. Let's go right here to ones and ones. Here we have to study the Hebrew in its proper context. You remember the burning bush incident? It says the angel, right? The messenger, right? The messenger, right? The one, the angel that does not disclose his name, didn't disclose his name to the patriarch Jacob, right? Told Jacob, let me go. Jacob didn't let him go. And then he had a little limp after that. But what does he say? He says right here, 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 when he describes who he is, he says how he was known to the patriarchs, right, by the name, by the name El Shaddai, right, right, but he was not known by, as they would say, the Jah, right, the Jehovah name, right. I'm going to bring that out. Of course, we're not there just yet, but this is very important just to connect the connectivity so we can know the person. So when Yeshua HaMoshiach said, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, he was not bringing in something new that the true Yehudi, the true Jews, and the true rabbis did not know. He was bringing in the groundational testimony that was known but forgotten by the teachers and preachers of that time, right, the scribes and the Pharisees. As giver of fruitfulness, El Shaddai, he chastens his people for the moral correction of chastening with fruit bearing. You have this in John 15 and 2, Hebrews 12 and 10, also Ruth 1 and 20. Hence, Almighty, El, Ha'el, Ha'el, is the characteristic name of Elohim, right? El Shaddai is the character, or the Shaddai, especially in the book of Job. In the book of Job, Shaddai, El Shaddai, but moreover Shaddai, it occurs 31 times in that book, which some say is actually, you know, the older, you know what I mean? The older, one of the older books, right? Based on the type of, you know, Hebrew, based on the type of Hebrew that was used there. Look more right here. So the hand of El Shaddai falls on Yaakov, Slika, on Eob. But El Shaddai also is the one, right, that engages Jacob, right, because we find that the same angels, the angel that was in the bush, right, that spoke only as Yahuwah could speak. That's how we know who he is. It wasn't like other angels would say, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. This angel says, I will bless you. I will do this. I will do this. I will do this. Who can speak in that? Ahya Asha, Ahya, Ahya Asha, Ahya sense, right? Except he who be who he be. But what person of the Holy Trinity? The hand of El Shaddai falls upon Eob. Job was the best man of his time. Not in judgment. The hand doesn't fall on him in judgment, but in purifying him so that he can have a greater fruitfulness. So the names of divinity, the names of deity are very, very important, brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers. So here, 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 we got 18 minutes right here. 18 minutes right here. All right, so let's go to just bring out a little bit right here on the connection of Sarai. We're going to touch on Sarai first, and then we'll get to Sarah. This Torah portion, reading and feeding, is known as Chaye, Chaye Sarah, the life or the lives of Sarah. And he has Rhema right now word, a right now, you know, revelation. We share, you know, the testimony of his majesty concerning the passing of the Tege Menin, and his majesty reveals that to I and I very clear. The verse I was going to bring up from Exodus is actually Exodus 6 and 3, where the angel, the Melaach Yahuwah, the angel of Jehovah, the same angel that wrestled with Yaakov, and Jacob wanted to know his name. And the angel said, why you want to know my name? Your name is going to be this. So we see this angel as the one also who gives that name change or the name upgrading. He says to Moshe, when revealing to Moshe, right, to Moses in Exodus 6 and 3, and I appeared to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob by the name of El Shaddai, but by my name Yahweh, Jehovah, was I not known to them. Now, unless one really study this, ones might misconceive certain things. They might say, well, maybe just Moses wrote the Yod Hey Weh Hey, where it says that he called on the name. No, they knew the person of the Father, right? They knew the person of the Father, right? But they did not know that the angel, there was a revelation that the angel of Jehovah, right, actually is and be Jehovah. They did not know that. This is what we have revealed in the true Hebrew interpretation of the scripture, right? So ones that who go against the Trinity, well, they are counterfeit Trinities, even in Christianity, because it doesn't agree with the word and the testimony of the B-I-B-L-E. But here you hear in Genesis chapter 17, the same chapter we have the Almighty God revealed. And notice in the translation of His Majesty speaking on the passing of Etegemenin, he likens Etegemenin to Sarah, and therefore, consequently, vis-a-vis himself to Abraham. Note this, that he sent Archbishop Yitzhak. He sent Archbishop Isaac. He said, the seed shall be called in Isaac. Therefore, I and I, Rastafari. And please get a copy, if one can, of Archbishop Yitzhak's book. I know it's hard to get. Some people are trying to resell it for $700 or $1,000 because many of the apostate priests and ones in the war in the church after the rebellion against His Majesty have sought to suppress that particular book. Some places they're selling it for $1,000. If ones and ones can scan that book and get a PDF, you know, even if it's on the underground, we'll put out a print copy for all ones and ones, because it's very important to read, especially, you know, what he teaches of the true teachings of the true church. Archbishop Yitzhak's teachings is very faithful, and the word he says concerning Rastafari. You may hear enough hearsay, but don't get caught up in the heresy. Read that testimony of Archbishop Yitzhak. So His Majesty sent Isaac Yitzhak to Ionai. He likens Etegemenin to Sarah, and therefore vis-a-vis himself to Abraham. And the seed shall be called, right, in Isaac. And many of the Rastafari prophets and martyrs, even Burhan Selassie said, the Babylonians, you know, they got rumor, we got humor. And what's interesting about the name Isaac, Isaac means laughter, to laugh, to sport. But here, the promise of Isaac, in whom the line, the lineage of Moshiach runs, verse 15, Genesis chapter 17, verse 15. And throughout that word, sound of His Majesty, the particular name of divinity is Almighty, speaking of the person of the Son. Verse 15, and Elohim said to Abraham, as for Sarai, Ishtekah, the I wife, the I Isha, Eshet, the I's Oset, if you repoint the Hebrew, Oset, the I's wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah, her name be. Shemeha, her name be, Simwa. And I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yea. I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. This verse here has an important teaching that comes down to us during the ages of true monarchies, right, from the so-called Middle East and Ethiopia, Africa, all the way to true black royalty of Europe. The kingship connection of the true kings with the matriarch. It's like when the Yehudi say the Jews, and we say that you're a Jew if your mother's a Jew. Well, you have a right to be king, especially is connected with who your mother is. And the principle is here in Genesis chapter 17, verse 16, where it says, kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell up on his face and laughed. Notice that the son is called Yitzhak, right? To say like he laughed. and said in his heart, shall a child be born to him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old be? And Abraham said to Hilahim to the power, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And Hilahim the power said, Sarah, Ishteka, thy wife shall bear thee a son, a Ben, indeed. And thou shalt call his name Yitzhak, Isaac. And I will establish Bariti, my covenant with him, for an everlasting and eternal covenant, and with his seed, his race after him. Hear, hear, brothers and sisters in the listening right here. Got 11 minutes before we go into the grace part of this podcast right here. I'd like to touch on the psalm here, Psalm 57. I get into Psalm 57 right here, here, here. But since this is the first opportunity in the Shabuah, right, to really touch on this Torah reading and feeding, the Chaye Sarah, the life of Sarah, and because of Gormawi Negus Neges, John Hoy's Imperial Majesty's likening of Etege Menin, I and I Queen Mother, right, with Sarah, and therefore vis-a-vis himself of Abraham, and the scripture tells us the seed shall be called an Isaac, and I, the irritical children of Sarah and Abraham, the greater Sarah and Abraham, the greater Abraham and Sarah. All right, this is that's a scriptural King Alpha, Queen Omega, if you please. But here, Sarai. Let's touch on Sarai. All right, it might surprise ones what Sarai, you know, the meaning of Sarai, but let's go through it right here. Hebraically. So to ones that are listening, 10 minutes, y'all. 10 minutes, calling. 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761. Hear it now, hear it here, as the cup is about to fill, and runneth over into the grace period of the podcast, or check out the replay. So here, first, Sarai with the I at the end, Sarai with the I, and then we'll touch on Sarah with the hey, with the H, all right? So essentially, the name change was he took out the I out of her name, the Yod, right? And he put the hay, the breath. But Sarai with the I means bitter, contentious, dominative, quarrelsome. Like that's the breakdown and build on the Hebrew right there. Actually, like Sar, we have Sar. Sar is a prince. Sarah is like a female, like a princess. But with the Sarai there, with that Yod of Jehovah there, we can see it in some of the cases, like, you know, when she says to Abraham concerning Hagar and all that was going on, when Hagar was being disobedient to her, mistress, you know, what did Sarai say? She says, my fault be upon thee, I. But Abraham teaches us something as Abraham there. What did he say? He took it, you know, he recognized. You know what I mean? The weakness emotionally concerning Wataguan. But she said that her fault be upon him. That's interesting. It's almost like Rivka said to Jacob, right? If you think this will be iniquity to go in and you think it's deceive your father, I know it's to fulfill what Jehovah told me, the matriarch, the second matriarch, Rivka. What did the mother say? She said, your iniquity be upon us. Right. Anyway, the name of Abraham's wife before Jehovah changed it to Sarah in Genesis chapter 17, verse 15. The metaphy cycle of Sarai with an I is the soul, the nephesh. The soul in Hebrew is feminine. The soul in the Hebrew, also in the Royal Amharic, the soul that is feminine. Right. The soul in man and woman. If somebody said they got a male soul, well, Hebraically, that's like you're dead. But in Sarai, the soul is contending. In Sarai, before her name changed, the soul is contending, right? As Sar, as a prince or princess Sarah, as Sarai, right? As a princess, for its rightful place in consciousness. The individual, the indivisible dual, the individual is just recognizing the fact that his or her affections and emotions, which represents the nephesh, the psyche, the soul, the psychological aspect, seeing that man is a trinity, since Elohim said, right, he says, let us. Who was Elohim speaking to? Elohim was speaking to her, was speaking to Chokmah, was speaking to wisdom. We know this based on Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, and Proverbs chapter 8. She was there even before the heavens and earth came into being. She testifies right there. So here, Sarai represents the indivisible dual, right? Just recognizing the fact that one's emotions, affections, one's psyche, one's nefesh are in essence, essentially divine, and must not be united at one or tawahido mawahad, one with material conditions, but the soul, the nefesh, must be one with the ruach. The nefs must be one with the menfesh, the irit. In Sarah with the H, the name change. This is more fully realized, and more fully expressed. So we're going to touch more on the Sarah connection, but check out the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary. But just let's begin off right here before we segue. Sarah, Hebrews 11:11. The 11:11. People are, 11:11. Well, what about the Hebrews 11:11? Sarah, right? What does Sarah mean? Princess in the full sense, noble woman, noble lady. Like to say, Imma Beit, mother of the house, wife of Abraham and the mother of Yitzhak. Genesis chapter 17, verses 15 to 21. The metaphy cycle of Sarah with the H, the soul, the nefesh, which is feminine, the nefesh in male and in female, the soul is feminine. The soul, the affectional, emotional part of man. Let us make man in our image and after our likeness. Man is a trinity. Man has spirit, soul, and a carbon organic structure called a body. The soul, the affectional, emotional part of man, of the human being. It is the daughter of the king, thus the name Sarah, princess, and should never be allowed to unite, to become one in any way with matter, with the material, or with material conditions. When Abraham, not in the fuller divine, divine understanding, the divine Bina, the sister of Chokmah, Wisma, was drawn down into the vital processes of the organism for recuperation, he allows his loves, his affections, his emotions, represented by Sarah, to become united with the ruling states of consciousness, Veya, and brought plagues by allowing that, saying that she's my sister and not saying she's my wife because of whatever fear or phobia he might have had at that time of his growing in grace and knowledge. He brought plagues upon the Beit, the house of Paro, the house of Pharaoh, in consequence, according to Genesis chapter 12, verses 11 to 19. Hear. Let's go on. We can't stop right now, right? Let's go on. Just get the full right here on the second day of the Shabuah into the third day. It is right and proper to recognize the vital center in the organism, in the carbon organic structure known as the body, in the organism. That is the generative or sex center as having a place in the divine, divine economy. In other words, the generative center, right, or what's known as the sex center, you know, the genital, that area of the carbon organic structure, it has a place in the Ivine economy, in Jah's economy. But man should never become involved in the mere animal processes of chayim, of life generation. That leads to degeneration. Of that, a coarse form of animal sensation is one phase of the animal sensation. The animal sensation, because man essentially, especially in the natural aspects, is an animal, is a chay. The term for animals is also chay, chayim. This is what brings the plague of Mizraim. You got 90 seconds, y'all, 90 seconds. This is what brings the plagues of Mizraim, the plagues of dis-ease upon the human family. Metaphysicians, in the meta-phi cycle, going above and beyond the phi cycle, but beginning with the phi cycle, beginning with the earthly type, beginning with a basic understanding, scientific gnosis of the physical. Metaphysicians who are regenerating their bodies through the concentrated power of their ahya, the I am word, should heed this lesson. And when quickening, causing to live, lively up yourself, when cleansing and readjusting the cells at this life center, they should not forget to declare silently in the innermost of the innocence the truth of spirit. What is the truth of Irid? The following here is a good affirmation to make. As an example right here, the sensation of the flesh cannot hold Ahabti, my love. Ahabti, my love, is the Bat Elohim, is the daughter of Elohim, the power. And we, I and I, are joined to purity and pure desire, pure Isaiah, in Abatachin's bait, in I and I fathers. Thus shall they escape the plagues, the diseases of Mizraim, of Egypt, and the rebuke of Paro, the rebuke of the great house, the rebuke of Pharaoh. What was his rebuke? Quote, what is this that thou hast done to me? Why, lo mazeh, didst thou not tell me that she is Ishteka, or Seteka, is thy Oset, thy wife? Sarai's, here with the I, Sarai's name, Sarai's Shem, her name was changed to Sarah, to princess, noble woman, noble lady, to say like a type of imabate, givret in the Hebrew, but imabate, royal in heart. In spiritual symbology, woman represents the soul. Again, in the spiritual, especially according to the Hebrew science, the spiritual symbology, woman represents the soul, or the intuitive phase of man, of the human being. Sarah is the spiritual, the irithical soul, the higher soul. Abraham did not doubt Hailahim's promise, but he felt it necessary that he help to bring it about in his own way, instead of abiding Hailahim, the power's time, the power's Iowa. So, therefore, he took Sarah's maid. Yes, one could say that it was Sarah's, based on Sarah's own suggestion, but he took her still, Hagar, and he had a son by her. Hagar, on the other hand, Hagar, what does she represent? Hagar represents the natural soul. Now, when we say natural, bringing out from the Hebrew and the royal Amharic, fitatawi, it's created. It's not born. It's not born again. The spiritual soul first was created, but then had been born again, right? So this is what we mean by the natural soul, the fitatawi-ness. Hagar, right, represents the natural soul. And Exiavi the Sustainer would not recognize as the ear, as the inheritor, the fruit of the union with the natural will and affection. We could go to John's Gospel, chapter 1. These are they that was born. All right, you remember that? Let's bring that out right here. Just hear what we mean by rightly dividing the word of truth, right? Because the scripture explains the scripture. We don't really have to go outside anymore, you know, of the basic principles of the scripture. When we go outside, we just use the proofs in the world, you know, the proofs that are in creation to prove God's word right and accurate. Here we have John's Gospel talking about the two classes. John Gospel chapter 1, there are two classes, two types. There are sons and unbelievers, right? There are sons and bastards, in a sense, but unbeliever, because bastard is not of his seed. See? So we have chapter 1, verse 11. He came to his own, and his own received him not. His own didn't Kabbalah him. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power, to say the authorization, to become the B'nai Elohim, the sons of the power, even to them that believe on Shemo, that believe on his name, on his Shem, even on the Hashem, on the name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh. So here when we're talking about Hagar and Ishmael, that was more the will of the flesh, both the will of the flesh of Sarai and also Abram by consenting. It was Sarai, it was her suggestion, and Abram, he heeded it. That's why Sarai said, after it all went north, so to speak, she said that my fault be upon you. And what did Abraham said? He took it. He recognized. Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of Elohim, but of the power. This part brings out what it says here in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, that Hagar, she represents the natural soul. To say almost like the unregenerate, it's created, yes, but it has not been born again. And Elohim would not recognize. He would not recognize as the ear, the fruit of the union with the natural will and the natural affection. There is a very important lesson in this for everyone, everybody, who is growing in faith, in a true faith, a haimanot, the living faith, and seeking to bring forth the fruits of the Irit, the fruits of the Spirit. What is that lesson? What's this lesson? It's Tim Herit here. No real spiritual demonstration or manifestation is made unless the divine, the Ivine law, the Ivine Torah, the Ivine direction, instruction is recognized and obeyed. Shema Yisrael, Sima, Rastafari. If I and I try to demonstrate or to manifest truth through our personal will and effort, we shall find that I and I have fallen short. Now, just here, to see this, and we're speaking about Sarah here, the metaphysics. The Ira just brought this, the small, still voice. We heard right here, like to share this right here, just as a little seal up, right? A little seal up right here. We have Hebrews chapter 11. Abraham and Sarah, by faith, by the Emuna, by Imnet, by the Haimanot, living faith, the living Amen. Remember the Amen in Revelation chapter 3:14, red letter Bibles identified with Yeshua. By faith, Abraham, when he Yeah, what's that beep? I don't know, I hear some beep, just checking right here, here. Yeah. All right. Yes, I. Are we being heard? Okay, maybe one out. We being heard? All right. Okay, Abraham and Sarah. Okay, let's just get through this right here, brothers and sisters. We'll try to expand later on it, but just for first here. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place that he should after receive Kabbalah for an inheritance, obey. And he went out, not knowing where he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles, Sukkot, tabernacles, tents to say, with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city that hath foundations, whose builder and maker is Elohim the power. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged, because what? She was past the age. She was past menopausal, right, in that sense. But here's the key. It worked then. It can work even in today if we would take Sarah's example right here. What does it say right here? Because she judged him faithful who had promised. She judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand that by the seashore innumerable, unnumberable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth, even on the earthly plane. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is a heavenly, wherefore Elohim, Exiavi, is not ashamed to be called their Elohim, their power, their true good, true God. For he hath prepared for them a city. There's a little note here. Remember, metaphysics is city, the aggregation of thoughts, consciousness, and the metaphysics, the Hebrew metaphysics, prepared for them a consciousness, a city. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Yitzhak, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten. That principle, only begotten, of whom it was said that in Yitzhak Isaac shall thy seed, thy race be called, accounting that Exiavia, the sustainer, was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence, from where, here, also he received him in a figure, he received him in a type, he received him in an example. Yes, I pray to I. On a lens right here, just going into it right here, but we heard the word say, just go into it right here. And so we're just going into it right here. Yes, I. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord. The Lord.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Play my car so loud with them that strive with me, fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckle and stand up for my health and draw down so the spirit stop away against them that persecute me. Fear to my soul, I am thy salvation. But I am, I'ma tell it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The Lord of my life, let me tell you my salvation.
So here, make it secure right here. Them Harik, yes I, today's Daily Psalm, right up, yeah.
مزمور 56 بقنف 57 لمزمران علقا اتطفا كساول فيت ششتو بواشا بنبرب بغيزي يا داويت قني مارين يا بيتو مارين نفسي انتن تامنالچنا غدات كتال فدرس بكنفوچي طلات تامنال ودمي رداني اغزابير ودلؤل اغزابير قوحال ከሰማይ ልኮ አዳነኝ ለረገጡኝም ውርደትን ሰጣቸው እግዚአብሔር ቸርነቱንና ዕውነቱን ላከ ነፍሴን ካንበሶች መካከለ አዳናት ደንግጬ ተኛው የሰው ልጆች ጥርሳቸው ጦርና ፍላጣ አንደበታቸው የተሳለሸው ሰል ነው አምላክ ሆይ በሰማያት ላይ ከፍ ከፍ በል ክብርህም በምድር ሁሉ ላይ ትሁን ለግሮቼ ወጥመድን አዘጋጁ ነፍሴንም አጎበጧ ጉድጓድን በፊቴ ቆፈሩ በርሱም ወደቁ ልቤ ጨካኝ ነው አቤቱ ልቤ ጨካኝ እቀኛለሁ እዘምራለሁ ክብሬ ይነሳ በገናና መሰንቆም ይነሱ እኔም አልጄ እነሳለሁ አቤቱ በአህዛብ ዘንድ አመሰግናለሁ በወገኖችም ዘንድ ዘምርልሃለሁ ምህረትህ እስከ ሰማይ ድረስ ከፍ ብላለችና እውነትህም እስከ ደመናት ድረስ አምላክ ሆይ በሰማያት ላይ ከፍ ከፍ በል ክብርህም በምድር ሁሉ ላይ ይሁን መዝሙር 56 በቅንፍ 57 ለመዘምራን አለቃ አጣጥፋ ከሳኦል ፊት ሸሽቶ በዋሻ በነበረበት ጊዜ የዳዊት ቅኔ መዝሙር 56 በቅንፍ 57 ለመዘምራን አለቃ አጣጥፋ ከሳኦል ፊት ሸሽቶ በዋሻ በነበረበት ጊዜ የዳዊት ቅኔ መዝሙር 56 በቅንፍ 57 ለመዘምራን አለቃ አጣጥፋ ከሳኦል ፊት ሸሽቶ በዋሻ በነበረበት ጊዜ የዳዊት ቅኔ
make it secure Interesting. When Smatchy says that they never had differences, Inai, Rastafari, Abraham, and Sarah, that they needed the intervention of others. If you read through the scripture carefully, you can see where they had some situations between them, but never did they need the intervention of others. Even Jehovah just allowed them to work it out. Yes, I. They made it secure. Here. Touching on the Midrash right here to today's Daily Psalm.
Here. Midrash, today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Nun Zayin, Non Zayin, Psalm 57, here, Midrash, from the Sefer Midrash, Tehillim, Lamanat Seyach, Al Tashchet Al Dawit, Nechtam, V'Varcho Mipnei Shaul, Bam'ara, חנני אלוהים, חנני קיבה, חסיה נפשי יאוב עד אל כנפיך, אחסה עד יעבור חבות. For the leader
Al-Tashchit, a psalm of Dawid, of David, Miktam, when he fled from Saul in the cave. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for my soul taketh refuge in thee. Menatziach, Al-Tashchit, Dawid, Miktam. Bivarcho mipnei Shaul b'me'ara chaneni elo chaneni kiyavak chasaya nafshi. Why did Dawid, why did David say twice chaneni, be merciful to me that I fall not into the hand of Shaul, into the hand of Saul. For if I fall into his hand, he will not spare me. Chaneni, be merciful to I, that Shaul, that Saul, fall not into my hand, so that the Yetzer Hara entice I not to kill Shaul, and I kill Saul. Hence, David said twice, be merciful to I, O Elohim, be merciful to I. Chaneni, Elohim, chaneni. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I take refuge, until these calamities be overpassed. These calamities, Shaul, from Saul, Kivaka, Chasaya Nafshi, Uvet El Knafeka, Echse Ada Yaevor Havot. Another comment. Chaneni, be merciful to I. Chaneni, that I stumble not into an act of transgression. Chaneni, be merciful to me, so that if Chalila, God forbid, I do sin, I do akav, in thee I shall my soul take refuge. Zika chasaya nafshi. Return in penitence until these calamities be overpassed. Return in penitence. Ad ya'evor havot. That is, until thou, the eye has brought I to expiate mine iniquities. Another comment, be merciful to me. Chaneni, chonen, be merciful to me. That is, to Yisrael, to Israel, so that iniquities, antiquities will not cause ha-tekal, the temple to be destroyed, down destroyed. Chaneni, be merciful to I, choneni, be merciful to me in exile. In thee shall my soul take refuge. Bika chasaya nafshi. Among the kingdoms, so that they will not consume me, consume I utterly. Ad ya'evor havot. Ad ya'evor havot. Until these calamities have wrought havoc, until the calamities be overpassed. Ad ya'evor ha'wot. Thou, the eye, will return to I, to Kodesh Sheka, thy temple, where I shall pray and give thanks and young for Isis.
מזמור נ"ז למנצח על תשחית לדוד מכתם ובורחו מפני שאול במערה
Psalm 57. Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me.
חונני אלוהים, חונני.
For my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge, until these calamities be overpast. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men. Teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me, into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. Selah. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up, my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth.
מזמור נ"ז למנצח על תשחית לדוד מכתם ובורחו מפני שאול במערה
Psalm 57. Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me.
מזמור נ"ז למנצח על תשחית לדוד מכתם ובורחו מפני שאול במערה
Psalm 57. Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me.
Honneni Elohim, honneni. Mizmor nun zayin, lam natseh al tashchet le David michtam, bevorcho mipene Shaul, bam me'ara.
Psalm 57. I will cry to God Most High, to God that approves the cause I have in hand. He hear
Mizmor Non, Zayin, Nun Zayin, here, the Gimel, the Gamel, the third verse, Hebraically, that reads, Ekra, Lelohim, Elyon, Ekra l'Elohim Elyon Lael Gomer Alai. I will cry to God Most High, to God that approves the cause I have in hand. Here, Mizmor Non, Zayin, Zayin, here, Gimel, Gamel, third verse, break the screen, Ekra, L'Elohim, Elyon, La'el, Omer, Alay, I'll cry to Elohim, Elyon, I'll cry to Elohim Most High, La'el, to El, true good, the true God, Gomer Alai, to El, that approves the cause I have in hand, Rav Shimon, Rav Simon, Simon Toy, in the name of Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi, concerning three things, tithes, greeting with Elohim's name, and reading the scroll of Esther, the Megillah of Esther, the Holy One, blessed be He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, approve the decree of a court on earth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isla One, the Sanctified One, set apart one, blessed be He, approved the decree of a court on earth. Our masters say, also concerning Yehoshua, Joshua's band, upon the spoil of Jericho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, approved the band. For after Achan violated it, even here in Yehoshua, in Joshua 7, verses 10 to 11, it reads, the Lord said to Joshua, get thee up, wherefore now art thou fallen upon thy face? Israel have sinned, yea, they have even transgressed my covenant. Vayomer Yahuwah El Yehoshua Kum Lak Lama Ze Ata Nofel Al Paneka Chata Yisrael Vitkam Avru Eta Briti. Jehovah said to Yehoshua, Vayomer Yahuwah El Yehoshua, get thee up, Kum Lak, get thee up, Kum Lak, wherefore now, Lamaze, wherefore now art thou fallen upon thy face, Lamaze, Ata Nofel Al Paneka, Israel hath sinned, Chata Yisrael, yea, they have even transgressed my covenant with Gam Avru et Berit. Minayin, whence the proof, and the proof, Minayin, and the proof that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'elohim, approved the decree concerning tithes. We are taught that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, were not taken into captivity until they neglected the giving of tithes. Of that scripture ordained even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 12 and 1, where it reads,
these are the statutes and the ordinances that ye, that y'all shall observe to do in the land that the Lord hath given thee. El ha-chukim ve-ha-mishpatim asher tishmarun la'asot ba'aretz asher natan Yahweh Elohim ha'evoteka leka le-rishtaha kol ha-yamim asher atem chayim al hadam. These are the statutes. El ha-chukim and the ordinances with Mishapatim that ye, that y'all shall observe to do in the land. Asher tishmeruna la'asota ba'aretz, that Jehovah, the Elohim of thy fathers, of thy patriarchs, hath given thee to possess it, to possess her. Asher Natan Yahuwah Elohe Evoteka Leka Le'rishtaha, all the days that ye, that y'all live upon the earth. Kol Hayamim Asher Atem Chayim Al Hadam. And when the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, when the Israelites returned to the land in the time of Ezra, they observed the tithes of their own accord. Minyani and the proofs from the verses Rav Yochanan quoted, even the verses in Nehemiah, in Nehemiah chapter 10, 33a and 38. We made ordinances for us that we should bring our heave offerings and the tithes of our land to Halloween, to the Levites. Ve'he'emadnu aleinu mitzvot lateta aleinu navi u'ma'esar admatenu l'alwin. Proof also from the verse, even Nehemiah 10 and 1, that reads, in spite of all this, we make a sure covenant. Uve kol zot anachnu kortim emana. Kortim emana. And yet, for all this, we make a sure covenant. Uve kol zot anachnu kortim emana. That the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites said, whether we go again into captivity or go not again into captivity, we shall observe the ordinance of tithes. And whence do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Holy One, blessed be He, approved the decree of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons of Israel, the children, the Israelites, concerning tithes? Because it is said, quote, that he subscribed, here Nehemiah, here in the same verse, Uve kol zot enachnu kortim amanna v'kotrim Alahe Hadum Sareinu Lewi Yenu Koheneinu. And yet, for all this, we make a sure covenant and subscribe it. And our princes, our Levites, and our priests set their seal to it,
because it is said that he subscribed it. Scripture does not say they subscribed it, but he subscribed.
The Kotabim.
Hence, here. It is said, I will cry, Ekra. I will call out, I will cry, Ekra. I will cry to Elohim Elyon, to God Most High, to El, that approves the cause I have in hand. Ekra, L'Elohim Elyon, La'El, Gomer Alai. Therefore, when the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, again neglected the tithes, and here Midrash Non, on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Non Zain, Nun Zain, Psalm 57, Psalm LVII, here reads, hence it is said, Ekra, Ekra, I will cry, Ekra. I will call out, Ekra, call out, recite, call out my name, Ekra, neglected tithe, Makiri. Therefore, when the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, again neglected the tithes, Malachi said this, even in Malachi 3 and 8, will a man rob God? But y'all say, wherein have we robbed thee? Wherein have we robbed the eye? Wherein have I and I robbed the eye? In tithes and heave offerings. Adam Elohim ki atem ova'im oti va'emartem bameh va'enuka hama'eser v'hateruma. Will a man rob God? Adam Elohim, will Adam rob Elohim? Adam Elohim, yet y'all rob me. Ki atem ova'im oti, but y'all say, why martem? Wherein? Bamme, kiva enuka? Wherein have we robbed thee? Hama esera, we hataruma, in tithes and heave offerings. According to Rav Shimuel bar Rav Yitzhak, according to Rav Samuel bar Rav Isaac, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Yisrael, to the Israelites, it is the way of the world that what the Master decrees for the disciple does. But is the Master expected to do what the disciple decrees for him? Nevertheless, you made a decree for me, for I, with respect to tithes, and I approved it with you. But then you backslid, and you robbed me, and you robbed I, for you neglected the tithes. As is said, will a man rob Yikava'ah? Elohim, will Adam, Yikava'ah? Elohim, will a man rob God? What is meant by Yikava'ah? What is meant by Yikava'ah? Rav Levi taught that in every day,
Aramaic speech. When a man has occasion to say to another and other, why dost thou the eye rob me? Why does the eye rob I? He says to him, why dost thou kaba, kaba, kaba me? Why dost thou kaba I? In a further comment on yikaba, Rav the Rakaya, taught in the name of Rav Yochanan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One blessed be He, said to Israel, you restrain Kaba, 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 you restrain me from reaching out my hand to my world and making it prosper, so that the verse, shall a man, Yikaba, God, shall a man, Adam, Yikaba, Elohim, it means, do you presume to restrain me? Do you presume to restrain I? Minyani, and the proof that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'elohim, approved the decree concerning the reading of the Megillah, Esther, the scroll of Esther. It is written even in Esther 9 and 27, they ordained what the Jews, the Yehudi, took upon them. Iyumu v'ibulu v'ibulu v'hayehudim eleihem. The Jews ordained, the Yehudi ordained, hayehudim ordained and took up upon them. Iyumu v'ibulu v'ibulu hayehudim eleihem. That is, they decreed in heaven, Shamayim, what Hayehudim, what the Jews, the Yehudi on earth, on the earthly plane, took upon themselves. And the proof, Minyani, and the proof concerning the greeting with the name of Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the greeting with the name of Ha'elohim, it is written even in Ruth 2 and 4. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said to the reapers, the Lord be with you. V'hine v'aza ba mibeit lechem v'yomer lakotzarim Yahuwah imakem. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said to the reapers, Jehovah with you. Jehovah be with you. V'hine Boaz ba mi beit lechem v'yomer lakotzri Yahuwah imakem. And should you say that Boaz spoke thus of his own accord, but that in Shemaim, in heaven, they did not approve of what he said, then mark what the angel said to Gideon, even in Judges 6 and 12. The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Vayah elayo malach Yahuwah, vayomer elayo Yahuwah imka gibor hechayil. And the angel of Jehovah appeared to him and said to him, Jehovah with thee I, thou, I, mighty man of valor. Vayera helayo malach Yahuwah
Wayomerle layo Yahua imaka Gibor Hechayil Yahua imaka Gibor Hechayil Rav Tahalifa of Caesarea, Caesarea taught, at the time I was at Shaul that Saul violated the decree of HaKadosh Baruch Hu concerning Amalek. Shemuel, Samuel came and rebuked him, saying, even the words of 1 Samuel 15:26, thou hast rejected the word of the Lord. Vayomer Shmuel la Shaul, ki ma'asitaha heta devar Yahuwah. And Samuel said to Saul, for thou the eye hast rejected the word of Jehovah, ki ma'asitaha heta devar Yahuwah. And Samuel turned to go away. He rent Saul's robe, as is said. As is said, even in 1 Samuel 15:27-28, where it reads, and as Samuel turned about to go away, he laid hold upon the skirt of his robe, and it rent. And Samuel said to him, the Lord hath rent the kingdom of Israel, of Israel, from thee this day, and hath given it to a neighbor of thine that is better than thou, that is better than the eye. Vayisova Shmuela la lecheta Vayayachizeka Bia knafa me iloa vayayikra vayomerela yoshimuela kara ayahua eta mama lkuta Israela me aleka hayom ua netataha le raika hatov mimeka. And as Samuel turned about to go away, Vayisova Shmuela la lecheta, he laid hold upon the skirt of his robe. Vayachzeka biya knafa me ilo, and rent it and ripped it. Vayayikara. And Samuel said to him, Vayomer Layo Shmuel, Jehovah hath rent the kingdom of Israel, of Yisrael, from thee, the eye, this day. Ara Yahuwah eta mama lkuta Yisraela me aleka hayom, and have given it to a neighbor of thine. Ua ne tanaha le raika, that is better than thou. Hatov mimeka. Shaul, Saul asked, and who is this neighbor of mine who is better than I? Who is this neighbor of mine, Hatova Mimecha, that is better than I? And who will rule instead of me? Who will rule instead of I? Shmuel, Samuel answered, I shall give thee a clue. He who rips thy robe shall take away thy kingship. And when Saul entered into the cave, and David and
David, and David cut off the skirt of his robe. Shaul, Saul remembered at once what Shemuel, what Samuel had told him. Thereupon Saul, Shaul said, even in the words of 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel 24 and 21, I know that as king, thou, the I wilt rule. Ve'ata hineya yada iti kia maloka tia melok vikama be'ayadika mamleketa Yisrael. And now, behold, I know that thou shalt surely be king, and that the kingdom of Israel shall be established in thy hand. Weata hineya yada itiya kia maloka tia melok we ama bit yadika mamleketa Yisrael. Thou wilt be king in this world, and thou wilt rule in the Olam Haba, or rule in the world to come. For it is said even in Ezekiel 37 and 24, and my servant David shall be king. The Avdiya David Melecha Elehem. The Roeh Echadayye Lechulam. Ua ve mishapat aya yelechua. Ve hukotaya isha merua. Ve asu otam. And David, my servant David, shall be king over them. We avdi David melech elehem, and my servant David, we avdi David, shall be king over them. Melech elehem, we roeh echad yehyeh lekulam, and they all shall have one shepherd. Ua be mishapat aya yelechua, and they shall also walk, trod in mine ordinances. We chukotaya yishmeru, and observe my statutes. We also otan, and do ura kodi, awake my glory. Ura kodi, awake my glory. Hear today's daily psalm, Mizmor Non Zayin, Psalm 57. Hear Hebraically the ninth verse. Ura kodi, awake my glory. David said, awake, ura, ura, awake, kavodi, my glory, for the sake of my master's glory, my glory, kavodi, being nothing before my maker's kavod, my maker's glory. I will awake the dawn. A'ira shachar, I will awake the shachar. A'ira shachar, I will awake the dawn. David said, I will awake the dawn. The dawn shall not awake me. Dawn shall not awake I. Thereupon his yetzer hara'a, his inclination to evil, reproached him, saying, David,
Is it the way of kings that the dawn awake them? Yet thou, the eye declarest, A'ira Shahar, I will awake the dawn. A'ira Shahar. Though it is the way of kings to sleep 3 hours into the day, thou, the eye declarest, even in the words of Psalm 119, verse 62, where it reads, at midnight I will rise to give thanks to the eye. Though it is the way of kings to sleep 3 hours into the day, thou, the eye, Dawid, declarest at midnight, I will rise to give thanks to the eye. Chitzot laila akum le hodot lak. At midnight, chitzot laila, I will rise akum to give thanks to thee, to the eye, le hodot lak. Chitzot ha-layla akuma le hodot lak. Thereupon, David replied, and so I shall, saying to Ha'el, the true good, the true God, saying to Ha'el Elohim, because of thy righteous ordinances, Allah Misha Petit, because of thy righteous ordinances, Allah Misha Pateya Tidakeka. What did David used to do? What did Dawid used to do? Rav Phinehas said in the name of Rav Eleazar bar Rava Menachem, David used to take a harp and a psaltery, put them under his head, rosho, and rise at midnight, chizot laila, and play them so that his companions in study of Torah, so that his companions in the study of Torah would hear and rise. And what did his companions, what did David's companions in study of Torah, in the study of God's directions, instructions, the study of Torah, the Midrash Torah, used to say? If Dawid HaMelech, David the king, if King David Negus Dawid is occupied with Torah, how much more and more should we be if King David, if Dawid HaMelech is occupied with Torah, how much more and more should we, should I and I be? Rav Lewi, Levi taught, a harp was hung across David's window. And when the north wind came up at the Chitzot Laila, at midnight, it blew through the harp that then played of itself. Of this, it is written, even in 2 Kings 3:15, where it reads, when the instrument played. V'ata t'chu liya mea nagena, v'haya k'nagena, ha mea nagena. Vatahiya alayo yada Yahuwah. And here,
2 Kings 3:15, which reads, "But now bring me a minstrel." And it came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of Jehovah came upon him. Or Hebraically, "But now bring me an instrument." Bring me a nagin, an instrument. And it came to pass when the nagin, the instrument, played that the hand of Yahuwah of Jehovah came upon him. W'ata echu li nagin, w'haya k'nagin, ha'min nagin. Watahi alayo yad Yahuwah. Note here, that it is not written Hebraically when the minstrel played, but when the instrument played, meaning that the harp played of itself.
מזמור נון זין למנצח אל תשחט לדוד מכתם בבורחו מפני שאול במערה 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 במערה.
Psalm 57. Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me. Be merciful unto me. Be merciful unto me. Be merciful unto me.
Honneni Elohim, honneni, 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 honneni.
For my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge, until these calamities be overpast. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me, into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. Selah. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up, my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth.
למנצח אל תשחית לדוד מכתם ובוכו מפני שאול במערה חונני אלוהים חונני כי בך חסיה נפשי ומציל כי נפיך יחסה עד יעבור אבות יקרא לאלוהים עליון לאל גומר עלי ישלח משמיים ויושיעני ערב שואה פיסלע ישלח אלוהים חסדו ועמיתו נפשי בתוך לבעים אשכבה לא עתים בני אדם שיניהם חנית וחיצים וזונם חרב חדה רומה על השמיים אלוהים על כל הארץ כבודיך רשת החילו לפעמי כפף נפשי קראו לפני שיחה נפלו בתוכה סלע נכון לי בי אלוהים נכון לי בי השירה והזמרה אורה כבודי אורה נבל וחינור העיר השחר עודך בעמים אדוני הזמרך בלאומים כי גדול עד שמיים חסדך ועד שחקים עמיתך רומה על שמיים אלוהים על כל הארץ כבודיך 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 כבודיך
מזמור נון זין למנצח אל תשחט לדוד מכתם בבורחו מפני שאול במערה חונני אלוהים חונני כי בך חסי נפשי ובצל כנפיך אחצה עד יעבור אבות אקרא לאלוהים עליון לאל גומר עלי ישלח משמיים ויושעני חרף שואפי סלע ישלח אלוהים חסדו ואמיתו נפשי בתוך לבעים אשכבה לא התים בני אדם שיניהם חנית וחיצים ולשונם חרף חדה רומה על השמיים אלוהים על כל הארץ כבודיך רשת הכינו לפעמי כפף נפשי קראו לפני שיחה נפלו ותוכה סלע נכון ליבי אלוהים נכון ליבי אשירה ואזמרה עורה כבודי עורה הנבל וכינור העירה שחר עודך ועמים אדוני אזמרך בלאומים כי גדול עד שמיים חסדך ועד שחקים עמיתך רומה על שמיים אלוהים על כל הארץ כבודך